Please turn with me to Leviticus chapter 20. Leviticus chapter 20, verses 1 through 8. That's on page 98 of the Pew Bible. Leviticus chapter 20, verses 1 through 8. This is the word of the Lord. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Say to the people of Israel, any one of the people of Israel or of the strangers who sojourn in Israel, who gives any of his children to Molech, shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones. I myself will set my face against that man, and will cut him off from among his people, because he has given one of his children to Molech, to make my sanctuary unclean, and to profane my holy name. And if the people of the land do at all close their eyes to that man when he gives one of his children to Molech, and do not put him to death, then I will set my face against that man and against his clan, and will cut them off from among their people, him and all who follow him in whoring after Molech. If a person turns to mediums and necromancers, whoring after them, I will set my face against that person and will cut him off from among his people. Consecrate yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am the Lord your God. Keep my statutes and do them. I am the Lord who sanctifies you." This is the word of the Lord. Who is Molech? First Kings chapter 11, verses 7 and 8. Then Solomon built a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, and for Molech, the abomination of the Ammonites, on the mountain east of Jerusalem. And so he did for all his foreign wives who made offerings and sacrificed to their gods. Molech was the abomination of the Ammonites. Molech was the god of the Ammonites, a god worshipped through the sacrifice of children. What the Lord forbids his people to do in Leviticus chapter 20, his people would indeed do. Jeremiah chapter 32, verses 34 and 35. "They set up their abominations in the house that is called by my name to defile it. They built the high places of Baal in the valley of the son of Hinnom to offer up their sons and daughters to Molech, though I did not command them, nor did it enter into my mind that they should do this abomination. Moloch was an idol, a false god, a god of the nations. Israel, the people of the one true God, were not to worship him. They were not to seek after him. They were not to offer their children to him. In Hebrew, Molech sounds very similar to Melech, which means king. Israel had one God. Israel had one king. You cannot serve two gods. You cannot serve two kings. The people could not serve the Lord and Moloch. The people could only serve the Lord or Moloch. They could not serve both. They could not worship both. To worship Moloch was to defile the sanctuary in their midst. To worship Moloch was to profane the name of the Lord. The sanctuary of the Lord, the dwelling place of God, it was at the center of Israel's life. The worship of God was a drawing near to God in his sanctuary. And so the worship of Moloch would lead the people away from God in his sanctuary. To worship God is to draw near to God. To worship Moloch was to draw away from God. To seek after Moloch was to abandon the very hope for which God had saved his people. Not that they might be distant from him, but that they might draw near to him, that they might dwell with him, that they might worship him, that they might enjoy him. This was their hope. This was a heavenly hope. The earthly sanctuary, it was a copy and shadow of the heavenly sanctuary. When the priest entered the sanctuary, he was leaving one world and entering another. He was leaving the earthly realm and entering the heavenly realm. When the people of God drew near to his sanctuary, they were drawing near to heaven. To heaven, where their hope dwelled. To seek after Moloch was a rejection of this heavenly hope. To sacrifice to Moloch was to set one's mind not on things that are above, on things that are on earth. The worship of Moloch was for gain in this world. The worship of Moloch was a rejection of the world to come. To worship Moloch, it was a way of saying, this world is the only world there is. This life is the only life there is. It is why in 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 27, the king of Moab takes his firstborn son and offers him for a burnt offering. Because the battle was going against him. It was an effort to keep his kingdom. Grasping after this world, desiring to rule in this world, he makes sacrifice even of his own son to the one whose name means king. Why do we worship Moloch? To seek an earthly benefit. How do we worship Moloch? Through the sacrifice of our children. Nothing could be more antithetical to the worship of God. Nothing could be more contrary to the worship of God. We do not worship God for earthly gain, though he is often pleased to give it. And we do not worship God through the sacrifice of our children. For his promises are for us and for our children. Children do not exist for our benefit. They do not belong to us. Belong to the Lord. Your children belong to the Lord. This is something that is often overlooked in debates over abortion. Debates over the taking of a life in the womb. The question is not only whether there is life in the womb, but also to whom that life belongs. That life does not belong to us. It belongs to the Lord who gives it. Children do not belong to us. They belong to the Lord. They do not exist for our benefit. They exist for His glory. Worship of God, it is not about giving something costly to the Lord in order to gain some material advantage. Everything that you have belongs to Him. Who has ever given a gift to Him that He might be repaid? From Him and through Him and to Him are all things. The worship of Moloch. It is a means to an end. The worship of Moloch is a means to an end. But the worship of God is an end in itself. It is not a means to an end. It is the end. It is the chief end of man, to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. Psalm 50, verse 12, "If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world and its fullness are mine." We do not worship the Lord because He needs something from us. Nor do we worship the Lord to gain some advantage from Him. We worship the Lord because we belong to Him. In the worship of Him, we give ourselves to Him. In that worship, He gives to us something far greater than we could ever give to Him. He gives Himself to us. In the worship of God, we give ourselves to God because we belong to Him. And He gives Himself to us, but not because He belongs to us, because He loves us. And we know this because He gave Himself for us. God could have commanded that we sacrifice our children to Him. Indeed, He commanded that Abraham sacrifice his son to Him, his only son whom he loved. When the time came, for Isaac to be sacrificed, the Lord spared him. The Lord delivered him. The Lord redeemed him. What Abraham owed to the Lord Himself provided that Abraham and his offspring might live. We do not sacrifice our children to the Lord because the Lord has sacrificed His child for us. Son. his only son, whom he loves, the Lord Jesus Christ, who himself is God. The Lord gave himself for us. The Lord gives himself to us. To worship him is to draw near to him. To worship him is to dwell with him. To worship him is to enjoy him, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. This promise is for you and for your children. Do not give them to another. They do not belong to another. They belong to the Lord. In Leviticus chapter 20, we hear again the command to be holy. You are to be holy because the Lord your God is holy. You are to be like him. How do we become like him? How do our children become like him? It begins with worshiping him. You become what you worship. In Psalm 115, the psalmist describes idols as the work of human hands. They have mouths but do not speak, eyes but do not see, ears but do not hear. And then the psalmist says, those who make them become like them. So do all who trust in them. Become what you worship. Those who trust in idols become like idols. They have eyes, but they do not truly see. They have ears, but they do not truly hear. Become what you worship. Those who worship Moloch become like Moloch. They take and do not give. They would rather rule on earth than serve in heaven. They treat others as nothing more than a means to an end, something to be used for your own benefit. They treat children as nothing more than a means to an end that is their own good, an end that is their own glory. These are the children of Moloch, the god of this world, in whose way you once walked. you are no longer the children of Moloch. You do not worship Moloch. You worship the Lord. You are not to be like Moloch. You are to be like the Lord. You are to be like the Lord your God. A God who is not like the kings of this world. A God who gave himself for you. A God who gives himself to you. A God who did not spare his own son that he might spare your sons and your daughters, that you might all be his sons and daughters. That is your God. His promises are for you and for your children. Lead your children to Him. Bring your children to Him, that they might glorify Him, that they might enjoy Him, that they might find their heart's greatest desire in Him. Would you be like Him? Then worship Him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. World without end. Amen. Let us pray.